The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
It's Matt Slick Live. Matt is the founder and president of the Christian Apologetics Research Ministry, found online at carm.org. When you have questions about Bible doctrines, turn to Matt Slick Live for answers, taking your calls and responding to your questions at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. It is me, Matt Slick, and you're listening to Matt Slick Live. If you're new to the show, Matt Slick is my real name. All right, Works Great for Radio. Hey, if you want to give me a call, all you have to do is dial 877-207-2276. We have five open lines, so give me a call. All right, so just want to let you guys know that I do Patreon. Did a Patreon video last night and did it on an apologetics approach using some various questions. I'm going to actually work on that some more, make an article out of it, and I'm going to try and do a video. I think we're finally ready for me to be able to do videos again. We'll see how that works. So hopefully that'll turn out nicely. And if you want to, like I said, give me a call. I want to hear from you. 877-207-2276. And today I released an article, What is the Social Trinity? And I did a little bit of research on this. You know, the Trinity doctrine is a really important doctrine. And I went in and did some analysis and some stuff like this. There's actually, well, it's not a big deal. It's just some people think the Trinity is three, when they say three persons, they mean three centers of consciousness. And the three centers of consciousness are like three parts of God. Their whole comprises God. And the problem with that is that it implies polytheism. And it dissuades the listener from understanding and accepting what's called divine simplicity. So there's some issues there. And I wrote an article on that. You know, it's really necessary when you get into this level of theology, and most people don't need to worry about it, but when you get in this level of theology, it's really important to understand a lot of particulars and be able to deal with the issues. And they interrelate with things like perichoresis and divine simplicity. And so perichoresis is the interdwelling of each member of the Godhead with the others. And so it's a perichoretic indwelling. A perichoretic would be a cognate of perichoresis. And so, but you know, there's so much theology, and I was reading up on this stuff, and I'm going to tell you, there's just so much stuff to have to study, and I continue to study and continue to work on stuff. By the way, I'm on chapter 10 of my first novel. I'm rewriting it. And then as soon as I'm done with it, I'm going to jump in and work on the second novel. I've already written 3 or 4 chapters. A lot of people have been asking me to complete that, and so to work on that, and I'm going to. And so there you go. I got some other stuff. I enjoy writing novels. I enjoy writing fiction. And there's something soothing about it, and it's just kind of fun to make things happen, so to speak, on paper. So that's fun. Okay, well, there you go. And if you'd be so kind as to consider supporting us, all you got to do is go to carm.org, carm.org/donate. What we ask is $5 a month. We ask that because, well, we do need to stay on the air, and we have to support missionaries, keep the lights on, pay for the hosting of this website, all kinds of stuff. And I know the economy is getting tough for a lot of people, and it is, and for us as well. So I've just been thinking, I'm going to ask $5 a month. That's hardly nothing. And if we get 1,000 people to do that, then we can cover our bills. And I'm going to have to ask my wife, because she's the one who does all the records, and she can tell me, maybe she will, she's listening right now, she can tell me what the our goal a week ago started was, you know, to get 1,000. And I don't know how many people signed up, you know, and we have had people do that. So there you go. All you got to do is go to carm.org/donate, and all the information's right there. Let's just get in the phone here with Michelle from Raleigh, whom we just lost. And the topic, I want you to call back. That's an important topic, by the destruction of our country. I'm interested in that topic. And we have 4 open lines, 877-207-2276. Let's get to Paul from Virginia. Paul, welcome. You're on the air.
Yes, my question is about Revelation 18. I have a two-part question. Revelation 18:23, which talks about sorcery, which is my understanding of pharmakia. And then I would like to know where in the time frame, and I know there's all kinds of different beliefs around pre, mid, post, trib, etc. But I wanted to know where in the time is Revelation 18:23. And then secondarily, my
let's do that one at a time. So you want to know where is Revelation 18? And it's a good question. I would say it's in the future. Now, that's kind of a tongue-in-cheek answer, but you know, people, it depends if you're premillennial, postmillennial, amillennial, and when that might work. Some say, well, there are different views. So I'm not exactly sure what you're asking, though. Okay? Maybe you can clarify.
Okay. Well, let me go to my next question.
Okay.
Which is, recently I had an issue with a prominent cell phone company where they more or less forced me to upgrade my current device to a more recent phone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was resisting because of the 5G and because I didn't need a new phone. And this has been going on for several months. And my phone was being cut off and these type of things were occurring. And I had called them and told them that I wanted to keep my current phone. But finally, when we got into Memorial Day or the May 31st, they said, no, we're not doing that again. Today at 9 p.m., your phone will be cut off and you have no other choice. So I went out.
How old is your phone?
My current phone was, or the phone I had before May 31st, was an iPhone 6 Plus.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd had it for nearly 7 years.
Okay, 7 years. Okay. All right.
Okay. And I was getting conflicting information as I took it to a computer repair independent where they do independent work. Mm-hmm. And the guy said, I don't understand why they're telling you that because your phone is really fine. And I had had previous conversations with other people around whether it was a marketing thing to sell a new phone. But if people will notice what's going on, they're actually giving away the phones now. They're pushing the 5G so much that they're giving the phones away.
Okay.
So I chose the iPhone 11 because the iPhone 11 is not 5G and I didn't need a 13. So I was able to get the phone for free. But my question is, how far or how, quote-unquote, deep does a Christian go? Because on this very same station yesterday, they were discussing China's rollout of digital currency in 2021.
I don't understand what your question is. You were right in the middle of a question, and then you stopped with the question and then started going into another topic. So
yes,
what's your question?
My question is, how far deep into the system, for lack of a better word, does a Christian go before you get into the mark of the beast? And can a Christian be tricked into receiving the mark of the beast?
Okay.
Does COVID have anything to do with it?
Okay, you're asking a lot of different things, so I'm trying to focus here. So how far into a system do you go before something, the mark of the beast, before you're involved with it?
How far into the system does a Christian go before it becomes the mark of the beast?
Okay.
And
first thing is, we have to know what the mark of the beast was to know. And some people have different theories about what the mark of the beast is. So if the mark of the beast is literally something in the right hand and the forehead, which seems to be the case, then getting a new phone doesn't constitute the mark of the beast. It's not putting a mark on your forehead or hand. Okay?
So you're saying it's going to be an actual mark?
I believe
so. Any type of wearable device?
I'm not saying it isn't. I'm just saying what the scriptures tell us is that it's a mark on the forehead or the right hand. And that's what it says. And so,
which could be something like quantum dot tattooing, possibly.
I don't know. It just says another angel, a third one, followed them, saying from a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives a mark on the forehead or on his hand, he also drink of the wine of the wrath of God. So what is that mark? You know, that's just a good question. Is it literally a tattoo of 666? Is it a microchip? I don't know. You know, as technology goes, you know, a quantum chip? Maybe. Maybe not. I can't tell you. I just don't know.
Right. And so this rollout of digital currency in China in April of 2021 was tested in 20 Chinese cities. And the Federal Reserve is also running this test, according to a report on this very same station yesterday from the person that follows you. So I guess I'm trying to maybe determine, if possible, you know, the phone was maybe just an example of what I'm trying to get at. But can the Christian be tricked into receiving the mark of the beast?
I would. It all depends. If a Christian is aware that it's the mark of Satan, then no. If he's not aware, maybe. I think what the Bible's talking about are those who willingly do it, who worship the beast in his image and receive the mark on his forehead and his hand. Those who receive both, they are intending that it be something that they participate in order to buy and sell, and are submitted to the Antichrist. So that's
okay, well,
what it seems
case,
to be.
Okay, in my case then, I could have, I guess, went to a different phone carrier, maybe, and with this issue that went on for several months while I was resisting, until finally they said, no, you either get the new phone or we're cutting off your service after 22 years. So do you believe that big tech will be involved in the mark of the beast?
I don't know. I just don't know, because I don't know what the mark of the beast is exactly. And without that, I don't know. I can't tell you. I can only say it might be this, it might be that. And that's all, as best I could do.
Yes, and so there's no way for the Christian then to because I'm hearing you say that it's possible for a Christian, if they don't know, to continue into the world system of buying and selling, and possibly at some point take on something that is the mark of the beast, and they may not know it. And the Bible says, if I understand, that if a Christian or if a person takes on the mark of the beast, they will go to hell.
Yeah, and it seems to be the context is it's a willing and worshipful act of submission to the Antichrist. What if someone forces you, takes you, you know, to chip, and they lock you up and force it? That doesn't mean you're doing it. So hold on, okay, we got a break, and we'll be right back, okay? Well, folks, we'll be right back after these messages. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. We have three open lines. Why don't you give me a call? 877-207-2276. Let's come back to Paul. Paul,
yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so where were we? Okay, Mark of the Beast.
Well, I had originally asked about Revelation 18:23. The word sorcery is related to pharmakia, but also I'm concerned about the mark of the beast. And as I had stated previously, and you had said in relation to my question, that it is impossible if a Christian can be tricked or...
It might be possible. I'm not saying it is, because I don't know exactly what the mark is and the condition. Therefore, I can't say what it is or isn't. I can only say there's possibilities we could look at using logic. That's all I'm saying, okay?
Yes, and then I guess as a final follow-up, then I'm concerned that with the world system and big tech that I was coerced into, as I said before the break, being more or less forced to buy this phone. And these apps and these QR codes are becoming more prevalent. And I'm concerned as to how far a Christian goes before they say enough. I'm not doing any more with this system because it's taking me towards the mark of the beast.
I can't answer that. It's too general a question and say, how far do we go? I can't answer it. Okay? We need to resist as much as possible the work of evil in the world, and it's increasing. We're at war. We're at a cultural war in this country, for example, and with the rise in the evil face of socialism, which is communism light, and the death that it brings and the oppression it brings, we're moving that way. I don't know what to tell you. It's bad. Okay.
Yeah, all right, then. Well, thank you for taking the call.
Sure. No problem, man. Thanks for calling. God bless. All right, folks, if you want to give me a call, three open lines, 877-207-2276. Let's get to Michelle from Raleigh, North Carolina. Michelle, welcome.
Golly. Well, I went from the first and then disconnected. I disconnected. My question, I guess, I was listening to a gentleman last night. I mean, is it okay to say who I was listening to? It was on this radio station.
You can mention him, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay, I was listening to Steve Noble yesterday, and it was chilling, to say it nicely. I've told several of my friends to check it out. You know, and they couldn't believe what was telling them. You know, it's like,
what was he saying?
Get to it, right? Thank you.
What was he saying?
All this, you know, gee, I wonder why the open borders, why the this and that, the other, why the gas price, because all being done intentional.
Sure it is.
Deliberately.
Of course it is.
So they can bring it. I didn't know this. Like, they can bring it on down so they can do the freight reset.
Of course it is. Of course it is. People don't believe in the Constitution, and they're against the law. They're open upping the borders, and they're shipping people by flights. They're still doing it through the night into different parts of the country. They shut down the oil production and then make us dependent upon external places of sources. Then the cost of gasoline and diesel rises, which affects everything else, because all our products are delivered that way. So what happens is people get so desperate that what they'll do is they will settle for a cure. What the left does, it's a strategy, thesis, antithesis. They bring to bear a crisis that they create.
The Antichrist.
Then what they do is they propose a solution that by the time they do, we're ready for a solution because it's so bad, they make themselves look good, they gain power. Furthermore, you'll notice that one of the things that's happening is now Biden, the chump, he has stated that the Second Amendment isn't absolute. Now there's more and more talk with the Second Amendment, and there's people who want to repeal it. Once you repeal the Second Amendment, the First Amendment is next. Once they say you can't have the Second Amendment, then there's nothing to stop them from doing the First Amendment with this freedom of speech. They'll have power over your hands, and they'll have power over your words. This is what's...
They're already climbing around with that, aren't they?
They're working it. They're working it. This is why the conservatives need to be extremely united and extremely active, and they need to stop what's going on. Yeah. I've been telling people this in different levels, different degrees. I've been saying it for years.
I know the fanatic that you are. I first started listening to you a couple years ago, and I thought, But the more I have, I listen to you, well, probably every single day now. I keep it on Truth Radio 24/7.
Good.
So when I'm not here, my cat hears it. But anyway, you, I believe what you've been saying. I really do, unfortunately. You know, it's,
I've been telling people stuff I've been telling people for years.
But you know, God's got us.
But there's more to this.
Greater in us than is in the world.
I know, that's true. I know,
but it's a trip to watch it happening in front of us.
But it's going to continue to happen. It's going to continue to get worse unless we stand up and say no more. And it needs to have already been done. The Christian church, I say this, people think I'm just Mr. Pessimist. The Christian church has been weakened severely. They're not teaching biblical theology in a lot of
depth. And what they're calling churches these days, you know.
And they have, we have false
teachers. Let me let you go to get other callers in, but I just wanted to, you know, comment on what I heard yesterday was.
Okay. Well, appreciate that. Thanks a lot,
anyway,
Michelle.
God bless you, brother. Thank you.
You too. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay. You know, because of what she said, I'm going to continue with this talk a little bit longer, just a little bit. One of the things I've been wondering about is, you know, it appears as though I'm such a pessimist in so many ways because I talk about things like this, and it does get people down after a while, you know. And I'm not trying to be a pessimist, but I'm just saying, you know, we have to sound the alarm. And those of us who are in public places, we need to sound the alarm. And the Christian church needs to be united. The Christian church needs to repent of its own sin. It needs to be united in the teaching of Jesus Christ. And it needs to foundationally teach the doctrine of the Trinity, the imputation of our sin to Christ, justification by faith, and trust in Him. And it needs to be united against unrighteousness. And it doesn't need to be teaching. The Christian church should not be teaching, just get into your Sunday morning huddle and you'll be fine. And just pray and hopefully the rapture will take you out of here because God's in control and He's a blonde-haired, black-Caucasian surfer Jesus. And everything's going to be fine. He won't let anything happen to you. That's a bunch of hooey. It's a load of crud. Because that's not what the scriptures are teaching. Jesus says, pick up your cross daily and follow after me. And if you don't pick up your cross daily and follow after me, you're not worthy of me. And he says things are going to get worse and worse and worse. But there are always oases. Whenever people stand up in righteousness, things change. And we don't know when the end's coming. But for now, we can make that change. And we need to do that. Not let the leftists be the one in control over our lives and teach us what's right and wrong. Because they don't have a leg to stand on, and they will only oppress us further and further. And that's what's going to happen. We'll be right back after these messages. Please stay tuned.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. During the break, I was coveting over a Galaxy Z Fold. I love tech. The guy was talking earlier about tech, and I'm a tech nerd. I love tech stuff. I just do. And I'm on my phone so much that I want to get one of those things eventually, but anyway, not for now. But how far do we go? Well, always keep your eyes open and don't let technology slowly rule you. That's one of the things you got to be careful about. Also, just to let you know, tonight, in 2.5 hours, I'll be on the net just answering questions. I do this. It's like this. I'll be on for about 2.5 hours. And if you're interested in checking it out, you can go to thecarm.org/calendar page/calendar, and it'll give the information there of what's going on. Not a big deal. I'm just letting you know that if you're interested in learning a new platform and maybe getting into more conversations, that's another place. Let's get to Glenn from North Carolina. Glenn, we lost Glenn. Now we have four open lines, 877-207-2276. Let's get to, I guess, Chuck from Burlington, North Carolina. Chuck, welcome. You're on the air.
Yes, sir, Matt. Matt, I think one reason they're doing this where they knowingly know that we're going to find out about it, you know, take all these illegal aliens and put them New York, wherever they want to go, it's to demoralize us.
That's one of the reasons, probably.
Demoralize us.
Mm-hmm. Well, think about this. If you wanted to take over a country or destroy a country, what are some of the things you would do? You would want the schools to teach a political social system in contradiction to what the country already teaches and is. You would want an influx of foreigners by the millions who come in and overtake that country who don't believe in how that country ought to be run. And they're socialists instead of the Republican. You would get into the media, and you would have the media start pushing varying things. You would want to have the economy be strained, because when people's livelihoods and their homes and their food is threatened, people will fold. Instead of wanting to fight and say we've had enough of this, people get tired. And because after a while, think about it, if this economy continues the way it is, and in fact, I went shopping today, it's a little comment here, I went shopping today and I'm finding myself not wanting to get anything because it's so expensive. So I'm getting buying less and less. What's happening is there's a psychological, emotional fear of buying too much, because how much is it going to cost? Go get gas? Well, I'm not going to drive as much. So the economy slows down, and that causes a trickle-down effect, a spiral effect, where the economy gets worse and worse. Then what you do is you you spend billions of dollars by just printing more money, and that causes inflation to rise. The people get so weakened, they get so, they're so tired of it, that they'll just almost go with anything just to get their security and their safety back in regularity. So the left is, I believe, organizing and working towards that end. And furthermore, they don't believe in the Constitution. Now you think about this. The left advocates using violence. And all you got to do is watch the TV, and when they would go out, for example, and protest in front of the federal judges' houses, that's against the law. And then our government does not enforce. Government does not enforce that law, and so what they're doing is encouraging people to break the law, but it's against what they think might be conservatives. But when conservatives do anything of the same value in any way, then they're the ones brought up on charges. This means that we can't trust our government, we can't trust the feds, we can't trust the judicial system anymore. This means people are getting more and more afraid, more and more worried. This is what's happening
and
in this country.
Too.
They're thankful?
Resentful.
Oh, resentful. Yes.
Yeah, resentful.
Make that's right.
Resentful.
So yeah, the left, people, you got to understand, the left creates the problem and then punishes others to gain power. So you hear about all the gun violence that's going on. Well, why is it going on? What the left wants to do is put a band-aid on the symptoms. So the problem now are the weapons, and the support of the weapons is the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Second Amendment. So that's going to come under attack more and more. Once they justify getting rid of that or modifying that, and they're in power because they've had everybody come into the country, they've done what they've done. I don't trust the, in my opinion, I don't trust the voting system. I don't. It's just my opinion. I don't trust it. I don't trust how it works. So then you can't trust what's going on if they retain power. If, for example, in November, you find out that the Democrats gain more and more offices, then you know that the whole system's crashing down, that you can't trust what's going on, because the polls all across the board are against the Democrats because of what they do and the problems that they cause. They've removed God out of our schools, God out of our culture, God out of our games, God out of our politics, God out of everything. And it causes problems when everybody starts doing what's right in their own eyes. They're the ones who fomented this problem. And then when things get bad, they blame the conservatives. See, it's your idea of guns that are causing the problem. They're liars and they're hypocrites, and they need to be voted out of office. And when conservatives move, what they do is peacefully protest. They don't want to break the law, but the left knows they can break the law. And what they do is they have the attitude of war, because war means you disregard what is ethical in order to destroy your opponent. You disregard, you want to cause them harm. So you dox people. You say, here's the addresses of all the people's homes of the conservatives, knowing that that puts them at risk. But that's what the left does, because they don't care about fairness. They don't care about truth. They care about their agenda because they've been brainwashed. And this is what we're up against. They're united, and we are not. And if we don't get united and fight them one way or another, that they're going to take over, and they are going to oppress us all the more. And that's a fact.
And you know what it is, Matt? You know what it is also, Matt? This is all they have, this life now. They have no eternal life. They're not saved. And this is all they have. This is all they look at. Like you say, gaining power. And this is it. This is it for them. Well, you know, it's too bad. You know, I thought you sold me on your mystery when you said you wanted to bring more people to Christ. And it's great how you teach biblical doctrine and all. And that's what I believe, too. And in all in our own ways, we... You know, I like I said, I passed out tracts. I ordered a couple thousand more today. A little hard to get them out. Anyway, that's what I want. That's my part I can play. You know, I can't do too much, but that's what I want to do. I pray, and like I pray, you know, I know God has to open hearts and shine into their hearts the truth of the gospel to be saved. And that's just what I hope. And, I just had a nice time with the Lord today, praising the Lord for his goodness and how wonderful he is to us. You know, if you and I went home to be with the Lord tomorrow for whatever reason, you know, I mean, you know, like he took us a heart attack or something, yeah, we'd have a great future, you know?
Yeah.
We would,
and that's all the case. But right now, we're having to deal with the real life situations right now. We know we're going to go be with the Lord, but he says occupy until he returns. That means keep busy with the things you're supposed to be doing. Right. We are commanded by God to be involved in politics and our society and everything. But unfortunately, the false teachers that are too prevalent in our pulpits have pacified the Christians to the point of apathy and weakness, so that the only thing they're concerned about is feeling good and appealing to the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Caucasian surfer Jesus, who doesn't want anything bad to happen to you. And because of this kind of idiocy that's going on, you know what? That's why we have teachers like Joel Osteen who are so successful, Joyce Meyer, Kenneth Copeland.
Oh, he's so tricky.
Yes, they are. The thing is, it's the because it's because of the failure of the Christian church, and in particular Christian men, to stand up against unrighteousness in the church as well as outside the church. If they're not going to do it in the church, they're not going to do it outside, because they don't have that sense of righteousness. They need to study the Word. They need to get on their knees. They don't need to rely on their wives or their girlfriends or their children or anybody else. They need to get on their knees, open that Word, and say, Lord, teach me, guide me, and tell me how to be a man after your heart. And just study. And go to 1 Corinthians 16:13. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. That's what I believe in. Okay, buddy. Yep. Thanks a lot, man. All right.
Thank you, Matt. Bye.
Okay, God bless. Hey, folks, we'll be right back after these messages. Please stay tuned.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the show. I'm sure I'll get kicked off of YouTube for saying what I just said. Also, I might as well go full bore and say I think you should watch 2,000 Mules. Go find it. You need to see it. It's about the voting system and what happened. And 2,000 Mules, while it's still legal to watch. Four open lines, 877-207-2276. Gary from Utah, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing. Yeah.
I know we've talked before a few times. I just wanted to give you a quick update while I'm getting ready and getting ready to head out shortly myself. I know you guys will be getting out of there soon. I don't know if you're aware of there's an outlet I keep in touch with. It's a conservative guy who goes and speaks all over the place, actually. And, you know, they don't have any agenda but the truth, obviously. But he's been getting the videos out from different sources showing that the stuff that's going on in the world right now is actually imploding on the left. It's showing it in every way. From the seats they're losing, you know, and then the right, or I could get you to say conservatives, really, conservatives that include born-again Christians, it's actually uniting us, so it's actually the opposite. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah, I've heard, and I have heard that there are more and more people are entering into the lower levels of government, and they plan to work themselves up through the ranks over the years as a conservative voice. I actually know someone personally who's doing that in the local area, and I totally support that, and we need to be involved and need to. I'm with it. The Christians need to be united. Over the years, I've just been exposed to so much of Christianity and Christians and churches. I got so many stories of inadequacy and failures on my part, but also in areas that doesn't need to exist in the church. We're fragmented, and we can make such a huge difference. We're powerful as Christians. We're powerful. We have the Lord Jesus Christ. We are so powerful as Christians. The enemy wants us divided, discouraged, and weakened. But all we got to do is say, you know what, we've had enough, and stand up. First kneel down, then stand up. Oh, yeah. Yep. But here's the thing.
And then,
what would you say if in November, the midterm elections, all of a sudden the Democrats start getting more and more power? What would you think?
Well, I mean, I'm not an expert. I'm just on the outside looking in like a lot of people. But I've been trying to really research a lot of this with the right sources where you get your news from. But I would answer it like saying, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. But I will know it's rigged, of course. I mean, it has been rigged. We know that. But also, they say that in 35-plus states, according to Ted Cruz, I watched a video of it, they said, and counting, they've updated the voter integrity laws. This is something they didn't do on the election time. They were not updated. So now it's going to make it harder for them to cheat because everybody's on to them, including people that voted for Creepy Joe.
Well, this is why they're flooding the country with illegals, immigrants, so that they can just say, go ahead and vote. It's remarkable at the depth and the extent that people who are evil want to control and what they'll do. They don't care about truth.
Yeah. Yeah. This is cultural Marxism. That's what it is, cultural Marxism.
I like that phrase, cultural Marxism. That's a good phrase. I'm going to be using that.
That's a good phrase. I was listening. Well, yeah, listen to this, Matt. One of my favorite preachers is Dr. David Jeremiah. I love it. And he has one of his sermons was on socialism. So it went all the way back to the early parts of it, like Lenin and Marx and some of the others, Stalin, I guess it was. Anyways, at the end of the day, at the end of the sermon, everything was biblically supported. I loved it because it talks about everything that's an ism. I don't care if it's atheism, communism, socialism, any ism. They all hate Christians. They hate Christianity. They hate the truth of what Christ stands for. So it's the total opposite. So somebody can't claim to be born again believers and yet they're supporting that nonsense because it's an oxymoron and they're not going to fool God. You can't be saved and support that stuff. There's no way.
I'm with you. That's why I said on the radio, I do not understand how anybody can claim to be a Christian and be a member of the Democratic Party when the Democratic Party supports homosexuality and abortion and socialism. Yeah. All of these are against Scripture, and yet people will vote not because of their understanding of truth, but because of something else, maybe to get a handout. I don't know, but I'm telling you, I am blown away that this is the case. How can Christians
and not only that,
not
only that, Matt, I was just going to say they also are trying to confuse that there's, you know, God says there's only two genders in Mark 10:6. We know there's only two genders. We know that. But they're trying to make it more, and they're just supporting everything that's you know, they're trying to church. You know, there's gay churches, which we know they're not true churches, obviously.
Right.
But they got gay pastors. I'm surprised they don't change. I mean, we know what the word hymn, like when you're singing an old hymn, it has nothing to do with gender. But I'm surprised that they don't try to teach that and say, we're going to sing a her instead of a hymn. Because they pollute everything. They even try to pollute a man, trying to say a woman. And it's not a gender thing.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. In fact, I think something that just popped in my mind is to watch the movie documentary by a woman she did called The Red Pill. The Red Pill.
Yeah.
It's. I don't know if you've seen it. I would recommend it. I've watched it twice. I want to watch it again. She's a feminist who started doing research on the problem with men and then found out, wait a minute, there's a lot of... Wait a minute! It's really stacked against men and the attack of men and cultures, and it's really interesting. Also, recommend Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules.
2,000 Mules. It. Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Now, get
this. I know
this.
About that. Okay.
I just said what I said today on the radio, and it goes into YouTube, and I bet you that I'll be suspended from YouTube for the show. See, there's not we don't have freedom of speech. You don't have freedom of speech anymore.
They'll probably give you a warning or something, maybe. Or you never know. These are communists, man. They want to try to... You know, they're going to get destroyed. And it's just a matter of time. We know that. It's God's timing. I just hope it's sooner rather than later. You know what I mean?
Me too. And a lot of Christians don't know this. But if you read through Psalms, they're worship songs to God. And many of the Psalms are imprecatory. Which means that the psalmist is saying, God, go get them, destroy them, wipe them out.
Oh,
actually worshipful songs before God that contain imprecations. We can do the same thing. Now, people might be shocked. Man, are you saying you want people to be harmed? No, I'm not. We pray for their salvation. That's what I pray for. And I say, but Lord, if they are of such hearts that their wickedness is what is controlling them, then deal with them according to their wickedness so that they might be brought to repentance. That's how I pray that.
Oh, man. I got two verses for you. I'm sure you're familiar with them. And, of course, it's all in context. You're talking about Psalms. Okay, these are two of my favorites. Not the only favorites, but some. Psalms 50, verses 20 through 22, and also Psalms 37, verse 20, I think it is,
They say, you sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I have kept silent. You thought that I was just like you. I will reprove you and state the case in order or before your eyes. That's an imprecation. I will reprove you. I want to get you.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Psalm 37:20.
I missed the one verse. You said 20, verse 22. It says, he says, now consider this, you who forget God, or I will tear you in pieces and there'll be none to deliver. Okay. I'm sorry. Psalm what? The other one?
37:20. Talks about vanishing in them and like in smoke.
But the wicked will perish, and the enemies of the Lord will be like the glory of the pastures. They vanish like smoke. They vanish away. And it goes on, the wicked borrows and does not pay back, but the righteous is gracious and gives. For those blessed by him will inherit the land, but those cursed by him will be cut off.
I tell you what, Matt, not only those verses, and you know the Bible pretty well, there's so many you could point out. I mean, one of the scariest ones, if you're not saved, I know we're saved, but I'm saying for those who are perishing because they think the Bible's foolishness, Revelations 19, verses 17 through 20 is pretty scary about what's going to happen to them with the giant birds of the sky and their corpses.
Yes.
I didn't even know that 2 years ago. I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's also prophecy in the Old Testament about these creatures that come forth. And there's a lot of discussion about them. Yeah.
I'll tell you. Man,
so there's a lot of imprecatory psalms out there. Yeah. There's a lot of, like, Psalm 5 is an imprecatory psalm. And a lot of people don't know. It says this in verse 4 of Psalm 5. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness. No evil dwells with you.
Yeah.
The boastful... Yeah. Shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all who do iniquity. You destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the man of bloodshed and deceit. Like, whoa. you know, I'm not saying, mm-hmm. hey, this is all talk about this all the time, you know, and not Jesus. Of course, it's the balance. it's just, come on. You know, we as Christians have to have the whole counsel of God. But I think Christians have been wussified. I do. I'm really complaining right now.
That's true.
I think they've been wussified.
That's true. They've become, a lot of people have become feminized. They're trying to enable things that are wrong. It's just, we could go on and on. There's so many things.
Femininity is beautiful. Femininity is great. But when you say men are getting feminized, that's what you really are talking about.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Because of the left. That's what I'm saying. You know, you look at all these. Yeah. I don't even do TikTok at all. I don't do that.
Yeah.
You know. So we just got to keep him in prayer, and let's hope that God reaches whoever he's supposed to reach, you know, because he knows who he's going to save.
That's right.
So I'll keep praying, definitely.
And we as Christians, we have great power. We, you know what we can do? We can just get on our knees and say, Lord, you know, would you please change this country? Would you change me? Would you change my church? Would you make us more like you? And ask, Lord, just use me. What do you want? And if everybody's praying this, the Holy Spirit who indwells us will start moving his people in a coordinated effort. Do this, do this. It'll take time, but we need to be praying. And not be praying, Lord, get me out of here in the pre-tribulation rapture. Because it's getting so bad, I just don't want to go through it. That's not what he says.
No, but I'll tell you this before we close. I know you got to get out of here, but if God, you know, I mean, I believe it's a possibility. If he does decide to come and all of a sudden we're gone that quick after the dead and rise, I'm not going to complain if he comes sooner and he's always in, whoa, where'd we go? And we're getting taken before we thought we would. I'm okay with that, if that's what
I'm
happens.
Okay with it too. I'm hoping pre-trib rapture is true, but.
That's what I'm hoping, yeah.
That's what I'm hoping. But, you know, they say pray for pre, prepare for post. I just think the church has been weakened through weak preaching. Because people won't attend a church and won't tithe where strength and responsibility of Christian adults is required per the words of New Testament revelation. They're too often taught passivity and weakness and don't do anything. But that's never the message. Okay?
No,
the message is make disciples of all nations. It says, go out. They went out two by two. They went out. People tithed. People supported. People prayed. They thought it was serious to get that gospel message out to everybody. It was critical.
You have to.
Not anymore. It's not critical anymore. Something else is. Not the gospel.
Well, I know we got to go, but listen, I'll talk to you again soon. Thank you, Matt.
Okay, God bless, man. Hey, folks, there you go. How about that for an enjoyable show? May the Lord bless you by his grace. We'll be back on the air tomorrow, and we'll talk to you then. Remember, go to the tonight, 2 hours to be teaching, answering questions. Go to carmel.org/calendar, and you can see the link information. God bless. Bye.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.